Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Just about to share a vulnerable share with you that, you know, gets right down into my emotions and can make me cry. So I take you through all these processes of uncovering things and then looking at those things and seeing if they're actually founded. A lot of the things that we respond to and react to were from a long time ago and they're not even true anymore. The people who were part of those scenarios are not even in the situation that we were in anymore. So I'll share this with you. As I go to my next level, I've felt at times some fear. It's down in the chest. And when I follow it, like I have you do, it takes me back to a time where I was corrected often. And if I did the wrong thing, and it might be, I might have done something spontaneous out of joy, and I might get a severe discipline. And then over time, being corrected and corrected, and wanting to be right, wanting to be good enough, right? Good enough. Wanting to be enough. Wanting to be loved and praised. Wanting to be just enough as an adult. Even though I know about it and I've looked into it, at times when I'm under pressure, those feelings can come back up and I can find myself locked and motionless. I've got incredible, competent content ready to go. I've got people I'm serving. I've got people who are in some powerful transformations who are experiencing the support that I'm giving, and it is shifting them forward. It's gratifying. And yet I can have times where I can go back to an old way of being, an old rule, an old hurt, an old pain. And I get to remind myself that's out of date. That particular feeling that is familiar at that time when I'm going to take a risk, It's been already discovered, it's been looked at, it's been found antiquated, it's been flushed, and yet you might still find yourself in it, and I have. This morning I had found myself in it, and with the support of a powerful coach, she reminded me that it's in the falling that you get your great adjustments. It's if you don't stick your neck out far enough to go all in, and I've talked about this as it relates to putting an arrow into the center of a target or a basketball right into the middle of the hoop to make a swish. When you don't fully aim and don't put in all the effort to go right where you want to go, you slip off the side, and sometimes you don't make enough effort to even slip. So there's no information to adjust your course with. So my coach reminded me today that I get to go and make the mistakes. If they become mistakes, if I make them, or I get to lay down data and information so that the two of us or I can look at where I can adjust it and continue moving forward. If your fear locks you in place, you have no data to work from. And if you have an old hurt, and you think, why am I still engaged in that old hurt? Well, for decades, you lived within the rules from the story you made up around that hurt and what it would take from you to avoid that hurt in the future. So there's a lot in this coaching, but what I want to say to you is fall fast and fall forward. And I'm here to catch you. And other people you've set up in your world are here to catch you and lock arms with you. And you're here to catch them and lock arms and continue moving forward. That's why surrounding yourself with amazing humans is another part of this puzzle of freedom, satisfaction, incredible engagement in a lip-smacking life. I hope that supports you this morning. Sending you love.